Let me. Oh no, we prayed. That's right. So amazed by the challenge to bring illumination that I'm now totally silenced, actually. And I do apologize also for the fact that it may look as though my shirt wasn't ironed this morning. But at 6 a.m., I was at the ironing board ironing this shirt. Clearly, though, not as focused and as efficient in ironing as I would normally have been had I done it in advance at the weekend before. So I apologize, you have a scruffy little vicar standing in front of you. I only hope that the talk is slightly better than the shirt. Let me read you, if I may, a few verses from Matthew chapter 8, beginning at verse 23, on page 920 in the Church Bibles, Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 23. Then Jesus got in the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." It's impossible not to feel, I think, a certain amount of sympathy for those disciples we've just read about. Probably none of us have been in exactly the same situation, but most of us can probably understand some of the emotions that they'd have felt on that day. They must have felt at heart blind panic when this storm blew up. The word translated here as furious is the one from which we get the word seismic. It was the most extraordinary storm. They must have felt panicked. They must have felt everything was out of control. They were uncertain about how or if they were going to get through that particular situation, about what the future held, if there was indeed a future. And on top of it all, as far as they could see, Jesus was totally oblivious to all that they were going through. In the other Gospels, the disciples are quoted as saying to him, "Don't you care if we drown?" when they woke him up. Of course, in more relaxed times, when they were simply hanging out together with no pressure on, they knew that he did. But that wasn't how it felt at that particular moment. And in that extract we've just read, we're helped to respond to those situations which all of us know at different times, where what we believe about Jesus and how it feels at that particular moment are totally different. And we find the situation we're in is such that our faith begins to be subtly undermined. The previous week, of course, had been fantastic for those disciples. They'd been at the heart of a lot of exciting moments. Massive crowds had gathered to hear the Lord Jesus speak. A lot of people had been healed. There'd been a public confrontation with a Jewish religious leader from which Jesus had emerged totally in charge and very impressive. But it left them all exhausted. And so they decided to go somewhere across the lake where they could get a bit of much needed space. It had seemed a great idea until that storm had blown up quite without warning, as we see in verse 24. What a storm it must have been. Quite terrifying being out in a small boat such as the one that they were in, especially because most of the people in that boat that day would have never been out off land before. But of course, everything changed when the Lord Jesus was woken up, as we see in verse 26. We read, he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. It's no wonder that in verse 27 we read of them asking each other, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. They obviously regarded him as the leader of their group. They knew him as a healer and a teacher. But they come across in first century Israel lots of remarkable healers and teachers before. They accepted that kind of thing. But authority over the natural elements was something quite different. The only other time in their history as a nation that this had happened was centuries before, when the Israelites were being chased by the Egyptians and the Red Sea had opened so that they could cross over safely. Then a few years later, when they got to the River Jordan, the Jordan had parted so that the people could get into the land that God had promised. They knew, because they'd been taught, who was behind those miracles. It must have made them begin to think, wonder who this Jesus is. You can just imagine in the days and weeks later, quietly, away from him, just beginning to wonder, did we actually have God in the boat with us that night when the storm was stilled? Just as you and I sometimes, when we're under pressure, we suddenly felt out of nowhere a sense of extraordinary peace or clarity. And at the end of the day, we thought, that was the moment the Spirit of God came to me in the midst of the crisis of that moment at work. With the benefit of hindsight, of course, we can see all this. But doing so makes us ask a question. As we worship here together, it's easy, isn't it, to acknowledge who Jesus is and the authority that he has. But sometimes it's difficult away from church to act as if we're still as confident about who he is. You can sense him asking sometimes, can't you? How much do you really trust me? How much do you really trust me? Do we actually treat him as if he's got authority over every aspect of our lives and our world? Do we doubt sometimes, I know I do, but probably you don't, but sometimes, that he can or will help? Where do you and I need his help now? What's making us anxious at the moment? How confidently and how full of expectation do you and I pray?